And welcome to the No Matter What podcast. This is number three now. This podcast has got a bit more of my chat with Jenny Malloy on it. So Jenny is the author of the best-selling book, Hackney Child. If you haven't read it and you're interested in this kind of thing, then do go and read it. It's brilliant. Her third book, Neglected, was published earlier this year. We met, it was only a week and a half ago. But do you know what? So much has happened in my life in the last week. I'd look back in my diary thinking, God, it must have been 3 weeks ago and I haven't put up a podcast since then and I should really do that. But no, it was less than a fortnight ago. But so much has happened, I don't really know where to start. And I can't go all into it in detail. But so we're still bouncing from drama to drama to drama. An average of one a week. I described it to some friends this week as being like in a really choppy sea. I don't know if you've ever been in rough seas. I love swimming in the sea. I used to do a lot of surfing back in the day. And when you're in a really rough sea and you get crunched by a huge wave, and you get thrown under the wave into it and you're being swooshed around like you're in a washing machine, and it gets to the point where you don't know which way is up and which way is down, and you panic for a bit and then eventually hold your breath, and then eventually you manage to find the ground with your feet and you just push up and you get your head above the water and you just take, if you're lucky, you take a breath, and then you see another wave about to crunch you again. And then the same thing happens. And that is, do you know what? That's what my life feels like at the moment. There's just no rest in between. Or if there is, it's maybe a day, 2 days. And then it's just enough for me to start to think, oh, this is great. I could just, you know, if this carries on, life's going to be so much easier. But of course it doesn't. It just lulls you into a false sense of security. So anyway, the useful thing for me about talking to Jenny was it's given me hope for the future. I have got hope, but sometimes it just gets munched by the waves. And it's difficult when you're in the rough sea to kind of see anything else, isn't it? To look up and see the horizon. And that's, so I sometimes have to make myself do that. Look a bit more in the longer term to see that, you know, we've made huge progress. We really have made enormous progress. And although we're in a choppy bit right now, we will get through it. I don't know when. But without that hope, sometimes I do lose it. Sometimes I lose it completely and it takes me a while to find it again. But generally, I have hope that we're going to get through this, and the young people in my life will gradually reach a state of healthy independence. So I hope you enjoy this chat with Jenny. So in this chat we talk a bit about what it's like to learn to be a parent, a good parent, when you've not had the experience of being parented well by your biological family. So I hope you enjoy it. You're a mother now, aren't you?
Yep.
And you're a grandmother as well.
A nanny. Yep.
So you clearly learn how to be a mother and a nanny as well.
Mm.
You know, a great, loving, warm mother. How did you learn that? Who did you learn it from, do you think?
Well, I have taken some bits from my dad.
Right.
Luckily, there were some good parts to him. But also, I had 5 years in one children's home.
Okay.
And it was very much loving and kind. It was everything that, you know, you think residential care isn't going to be. It was the opposite to that.
Right, so it was a kind of a family for you, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and there was routine and there was love and there was affection in bundles. But also, you know, I had, I think I'm very lucky, right? I really do. I often sit there and I kind of think, God, I can pinch myself. Because I feel so grateful that I think I was blessed with a particular type of personality.
Right.
That was nurtured while I was in care by social workers who I had for many years.
Okay.
And I've always kind of, I took on the mothering role as a child, and I think that I was intelligent enough to get myself out of that generational cycle.
Yeah.
And absorb all of the goodness and nurturing and boundary setting.
Yes.
And the rights and wrongs, and what's good principles, what's not so good principles, and values for life. Take all of that from these, you know, just, I mean, I had wicked role models, and take it into my adult life.
Because what struck me about Hackney Child,
yeah,
your first book, was that despite everything that you had thrown at you,
yeah,
as a young child,
yeah,
there was something inside you that knew that that was wrong.
That's right.
And that really is what struck me. And that is almost seemed to be what drove you to, inevitably in the end, well, not inevitably, it drove you to walk out,
yeah,
and say, this is enough. And you drew a line under it and you walked out and you took your siblings with you. And that act, to me, is just incredible.
Yeah.
And do you know what, I see it in my children as well.
Yeah.
A sense that what was going on was wrong.
Yeah.
There was no acceptance that, well, this is just how my life is, and, you know, this is the people I'm with, and this is how my life will map out.
Mm.
There's a kind of inner grit that says, this is not right.
Yeah.
And I was really struck by that, and I was... Well, that's the positive bit of the story for me, that you hung on to that, didn't you, all the way through.
Mm.
All the, you know, there were so many barriers that you were met with, so much terrible practice, and, you know, there are some awful people in there as well, aren't there, who are supposed to be doing right for you,
yeah,
and they can't manage to for whatever reason. But what keeps you going is your, you know, your knowledge that there's a better life for you. It was just that, for me, is the positive, hugely positive part of your story.
I think, though, it was instilled in me. You know, I can remember before I came into care, so I would have been before age 9, you know, I remember the what I thought of as like just like a worker. She was probably a project worker or something from the local 73 club. And she would walk me home. You know, I was probably 7 and 8. And she would walk me home on the Friday night from the 73 club. And I'd go there and I'd get cookies and milk and, you know, not cookies and milk, but, you know, that kind of situation there. And, I'd go to the art class in the holidays at the library.
Right.
So I was very resourceful, and I managed to pick up amazing adults along the way who just kind of nurtured that absolute drive that I did have all the way through, that I was never going to end up in that situation with my kids.
So I'm signing off now from podcast number 3. I hope you found that chat with Jenny Malloy interesting. I must just say, if you found the introduction, if there's some strange noises going on in the background, or if you hear any now, I'm recording this from my recording studio, otherwise known as the garage. It's very windy outside. I can hear things blowing around, and I can hear my next door neighbour chopping things. Anyway. So there will be a podcast up in about a week's time. I don't know what it's going to be yet. It might just be my ramblings, or I may manage to get an interview with someone else. Who knows? Either way, have a good week, friends, and I hope to have your company soon. Goodbye.